Blog Talk Radio.
Talking about several things tonight, but first of all, I would like to, for any new callers, this is the Next Chapter Widows Ministry, a ministry embracing widows. The purpose of our ministry is to exemplify love to regular encouragement and many decision out of a decision of the first 3 years. And our scripture read, honor widows that are widows indeed. 1 Timothy 5:6. I wanted to start off with the announcement tonight, but still waiting for a few people to call in. I hope that your week has been blessed, and whatever challenge you're dealing with this week, just knowing that God is there with you, He walks beside you, and He never leaves you alone to face it by yourself. I have several things at my in my office and on my desk, and it says, when God sends us on a mission, He joins us on the journey. And that's the same thing. Even when He has not sent us on a mission, He's still there with us through all of the things that we're dealing with each and every day. So just know that you are not alone. And I have something else here. I'm going to read these until I can see there's a few more people on the line. Don't try to force things that don't fit. That was a message that I received a few Sundays ago from one of our guest ministers that I felt that he was preaching to me. Don't try to force something, things that don't fit. And maybe that could help you in any ways as well. And also what I always say all the time and I ask God for is divine order. So I'm asking him for divine order in everyday life. And one of my special scriptures, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. So these are all of the different scriptures that I have around my computer when I need that extra strength to get through the day. And asking for divine order, because if it's a little confused, if a lot of confusion or things are not as smooth, by the end of the day, I'll get that divine order that I ask in him. Well, I wanted to start off with an announcement tonight because I wanted to end our show a little bit different than normal. It's so important that we pray, because in the time that we are dealing with now, we need lots of prayer. But I'm going to go ahead and make the announcement, and then when we end the show, I won't have to worry about that at all. Well, this coming Saturday, we're having our monthly meeting, which is every third Saturday. And it's this coming Saturday, October 17th, from 9 to 10:30 a.m. And it's at my home. And we're going to be discussing more questions and answers you may have about the cruise. I've already made reservation for our Christmas breakfast. Also looking for, I have something in mind, but I'm also looking for some other ideas too. But I have something that great that I think that we all would like, community service project. And we are going to have some Q&A and suggestion how to go about doing some fundraiser to publish our book. We are a bit short in getting that together. We are halfway there, so we need to. I really want that. It's important that book is written, and I've been continue to work on those details, and we're gonna try to get everything to the publisher. Very soon. I've been talking with someone, and pretty much she is being very patient and hoping that I will be able to get all those stories typed and some other things that she suggested me to do. And also on Saturday, I tried some baking a monkey bread. It's not quite a month ago. Probably 3 weeks ago, and I tried it I had a meeting with my old classmates, and they enjoyed the monkey bread, and that was my first time making it, so I'm going to try doing it again on Saturday, and I hope that you will enjoy. We'll have some other things to go with, go together with that monkey bread, but that's the main course that I want you to try, but we'll have some other things for you to be able to nibble on during our meeting, but I'm going to try that again and see if you like it as well as my classmate did, because all of it was eaten. So that's all of the announcement that I have for Saturday, and I hope that you will be present so we can be able to sort out some of these things that get answers and also some suggestions to clear up some of those things that we have on the table. Yes, this coming weekend is a very busy weekend for me. Our pastor and the First Lady is having their 25th anniversary at the Grove. And there's so many things going on. They're having a little gala that Saturday evening, and also several different things going on during our Sunday services. So it's going to be a very busy weekend. And also I'm invited to tea or something that Martha's invited me. I probably didn't get that right, but I just have a whole lot going on this weekend. Well, what I wanted to talk about tonight, the topic is take the limit off. Take the limits off. And sometimes we put limit on certain things. Just like, for instance, if we put limits on an amount of food that we eat, we try not to eat too much at one time. We put limits on it. We put limits on how much liquid we drink per day. We put limits on things that we do on a daily basis. There's so many things that we can put limits on. But I was reading Joel Osteen today, and these are some of the things that he suggested, and I also added some other things that I wanted to mention as well. Well, the scripture that Joel Osteen used with this message was coming from Ephesians chapter 2, 6 through 7. And I'm going to read this from the Good News Translation. In our union with Christ Jesus, he raised us up with him to rule with him in the heavenly world. He did this to demonstrate for all time to come the extraordinary greatness of his grace and the love he shown us in Jesus Christ. Take the limit off. We serve a God of unlimited grace, favor, and blessing. He longs to show you his goodness and pour out his abundance in your life. When God sees you, he sees unlimited possibility. He sees unlimited potential. When we think that we can't do certain things, he knows that we can do better. And he has, sometimes he has more faith in us than we have in ourselves. He sees unlimited resources. And we see a lack in our resources. It's grace, God's grace and favor in our lives that enables us to become what he sees. But first, you have to open your heart and take the limits off. Think about the different things that you take the limits off. We limit ourselves on the ability to accomplish certain tasks. We limit ourselves in saying that, no, I can't do that. I don't know how to do that. And we just stop there. Yes, I am guilty of it, and I'm sure you are guilty of certain things in your life that you limit yourself. How do we limit God? In Mark chapter 6, it says that Jesus could do no mighty works in a particular town because of the unbelief of the people. He works the same way today. We limit God in our thinking with thoughts of doubt and unbelief. We limit God with unforgiveness, with thoughts of doubt and unbelief. we limit ourselves with unforgiveness, which closes the door of our hearts. But when we choose to forgive, when we choose thoughts of faith and expectation, you open the door to work for God to work in our lives. You are giving them the opportunity, you're giving him the opportunity to multiply what you have in your hand. Today, choose faith, choose forgiveness, and choose to take the limit off. What I want to add to that is we should ask God to transform our minds and body and spirit to take those limits off. We should continue to have faith in the power of God to transform in our lives. When we proceed lack, we tap into spirit's dynamics, healing energy. Every condition of our life changes for better as we reconnect with our spiritual source. We should look into our heart to see where we can shift to better align with God. Yes, if we ask God to transform our minds and body and spirit so we can be able to take the limit off. Some of the things that we sometimes block our blessing because we limit ourselves to certain things. And I think many of us do that pretty much sometime a lot because we don't think that we can accomplish those goals. And like I say, there are things that I have been doing in the last few year, and sometimes I have those thoughts too. And God finds a way to reassure me by sending me a little angel telling me, giving me a message what I can do about it and what I should continue to do about it. So he gives us ways and gives us resources to be able to achieve those goals so we can start blocking our blessing by limiting ourselves. But what I want to do to end this show tonight, I want to pray about certain situations that's going on in our lives. And it is so important that we continue to pray. It says in Philippians, it says, pray without ceasing. I think that's where it's coming from. And it's more or less never stop. You know, you can stop doing other things, but never stop praying. Because God hears us when we pray, dealing with all of our trials and tribulation. So now I would like to we only have about less than, we have about 12 minutes. I want to spend this time in asking God for certain things that we may be going through, what we lack, what we limit ourselves. Let us pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you. We praise you, we love you, and we just magnify your holy name. You are our bright and morning star. You're always there when we think that you are not. Lord, we need you more than we ever need you before. We need your strength to get through all of the situations and circumstances that confronts us on a daily basis. Bring us joy where there is sadness, Bring us peace where there is confusion. Help us to overcome the hate that we may have because of what we're going through. Heal our bodies from aches and pain and even diseases in our bodies that we don't even know about. Help us to be able to get those things, go to our doctor for to take care of going to our annual checkups so we'll be able to know about these things that lurching in our bodies. Many of our widows, Heavenly Father, have many challenges with their health. Even myself at times. We ask you to heal their bodies. Help them to keep the faith to know that you have all powers in your hands. There's so many things that are happening out there that we don't understand. Give us the faith and the understanding and wisdom to know the difference. The scripture says, trust you with all of your heart and lean not to our own understanding. Help us to do just that, Lord. We need your strength. We need your guidance. Give our new widows the comfort and understanding that you will never leave us or forsake us. As the minister guest minister preached at our church on Sunday, the topic was keep on walking. Keep on walking. Don't stop. Keep walking forward. Continue to believe in you because you are walking right beside us, just like the footprints where on the beach this person saw several footprints behind him. And those footprints was you. You showed us that you will always be there. You will never leave us, forsake us. Give us the strength and belief that you are always there and doesn't matter what type of situation that you might we might be going through, that you are there, Lord. Help us in the midnight hour when we sometimes cry ourselves to sleep because of things that we're going through, and even sometimes when we can't go to sleep. You are there with us. Help us to be able to overcome those things. The different medicine that we are taking, help us to get off of them, or whatever they're doing, let them help our bodies to be healed and that we won't have to continue to use them forever. Make a way out of nowhere, Lord Jesus, on the things that we are asking you. We have asked you for many prayers, Lord Jesus, and we just ask you to bless us with some of those prayer requests. We know that you have your own time to help us and to answer those prayers. Just give us the strength and the understanding to know that, and help us to be patient until you answer those prayers for us. We just ask you to continue to be with us in every way. We just love you and we praise you and we magnify your holy name. Give us your unlimited grace and mercy. Yes, we know that you have good things in store for us. Use us in the way that you want us to be used. Transform us into the way that you want us to be to do your will. As you use us, this will glorify you, not
not man or woman. We just want you, Lord Jesus, to know that we want to do what is right. We want to have the peace and joy that we know we can have in you. Just help us, Lord Jesus. Sometimes we are weak and weary, and we are human when we feel some of these feelings and thoughts that we think. Just knowing that we are trying our best to do what is right and do your will. Continue to be with us, Heavenly Father. Walk with us. Talk with us. And just like you promised, that you will never leave us or forsake us. We're going to believe in those things. And we just thank you in advance for your goodness and your mercy. And loving us unconditionally in spite of our faults, our weaknesses. In Jesus' name, amen. Continue to be in prayer and pray and each day, even though what you may be going through, take time and pray for someone else. Pray for your family, your friends, or even a stranger, whatever, a neighbor. When you pray and for others, God will bless you in many ways. So this week, just make sure that you are praying for someone else other than yourself. And sometimes when you pray for other people and you make a phone call and talk to someone else about their situation, your situation is so little. I mean, sometimes I know we're going through a whole lot ourselves, but we still are blessed comparing to others, what others are going out, dealing with out there. So take time this week and bless someone in some kind of way by reaching out to them and giving them a call or just praying for them. A person doesn't always have to know that you're praying for them. You can be an intercessor prayer, prayer warrior, which I do all the time, constantly praying for my neighbors. There are different things that I see that is happening with my neighbor, and they need our prayers. So be blessed and have a great week, and try caring for someone else other than yourself, and just knowing that God is there with you. And the next chapter cares about you and continue to pray for you as you go through these different changes and trials and tribulations. Be blessed and have a great one. Tune in again next week, the same time, from 10 to 10:30 p.m. Good night. Me.
am the one whose name is a tower where you can run and hide. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you